Hello everyone, this is Jalili Mello. Welcome to my presentation on key concepts for Info 244 online searching. Let's dive right on in. I will be discussing the key concepts that I use, and specifically I use quotation marks with controlled vocabulary, as well as the Boolean operators, which is and, or, and not. They are always uppercased and they go in between the controlled vocabulary terms, as well as I use wildcards when appropriate. Specifically, wildcards can be an asterisk or question mark, and they stand in place of a specific character. So if you were looking up pet or pets, you would put the asterisk at the end of pet and then have it enclosed with quotation marks. But I would love to give you an example of a patron coming and asking a specific question. So let's say, for example, a patron came and asked me if I knew or what newspaper article was Jalilian Mello in. I think it was probably within a few years, and she worked at Laconia Public Library in New Hampshire, and you would take those specific terms that would stand out in your search. First, it would be the name, Jalilian Mello. That would be in quotation marks. And then the Boolean operator would be and. You want and because you're going to add another term, which would be Laconia Public Library in quotation marks. And you would limit, filter your search within a few years. And then you would submit that full search. And hopefully that would give you a few articles or the specific article that person is looking for. And you could say, oh, all right, I found the specific newspaper. It was the Laconia Daily Sun. And that would be a full-on search from a patron's request. So these four key concepts are the ones that I've used professionally as well as in this course. I have had great luck. Most cases, I only have to search a few times using specifically the Boolean operators and or not. Those three have always helped with my searches. And I have on occasion used wildcards, specifically the asterisk. If it's woman or woman, you would put it in the place of E or A, so you could find both. So it really is a big help in searching. And so that is my presentation. I hope you enjoyed my example, and take care.